Praise the Lord. God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. Know that the word of the Lord comes unto me saying that this is an hour and this is a season where the Lord says he's building thy foundations. He's building thee and he's raising thee up. I want to once again thank you for your seed. By now you should have already received your ebook titled The 7 Deadly Mistakes. I want you to keep an eye on your emails and your inbox where I'll be giving you information on the exact date when we're going to be starting our four-week course teleconference concerning the book to give you greater information and greater knowledge concerning those seven areas. Now, the enemy wants to try to attack an area of unproductivity. He wants to attack in areas of incompetence. He wants to attack an area of where you got to make sure that you're not flexible and don't move in inflexibility. He wants to attack an area of carelessness and things of that nature. And yet God says, do not become rigid in all that you do, but stay focused. And yet the Lord says, do not allow yourself to become repressed. Guard your temper. He wants to try to attack you in the areas of your temper as well, to an attitude. And yet God says, don't be overly strong-willed, because this will begin to block some things, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet it seems as if there's shyness also that can come up in you as well. I want to know that some patterns are being broken in this season as well. Now there's some other areas that the enemy wants to try to bring an attack, and he wants also want to try to attack even your body and your feet and even around the back area. The Lord says that the enemy will try to attack you in the area of stubborn and you being rigid. He wants to try to bring a challenge where you can become frustrated, and frustration can lead to repression. He wants to bring it to a realm where misunderstandings. He wants to bring you into the realm where you have to be careful not to drown yourself with excessive work. Don't burn yourself out. These are some areas that the enemy wants to try to bring an attack to break your focus. Some other areas that I feel by the Spirit of the Lord where the enemy will try to attack. Again, he says, don't be stubborn and rigid, and yet you must begin to cultivate faith, because that's going to be the thing that's going to begin to see you through and bring you into the next level, and yea, even into the next season of your life, saith the Lord of hosts. And yet God says unto thee that don't allow yourself to fall into a nervousness or a paranoia as well. And yet you secretly feel that nothing can equal your vision, but at the same time you can easily throw away that ambition as well, and yet stay practical in all that you do. And so the Lord says, on an emotional level, do not become domineering. Don't try to control others. Don't move into resentments. And yet God says, don't allow your temper to build, because it can all end up exploding. And yet God says, you're going to learn to go with the flow. And sometimes you dislike restrictions, and it can cause you to go out of control, and this will cause you to begin to forget others. But the Lord says unto thee, these are some areas that the enemy would try to attack you in. Well, I want you to begin to relax and listen to what thus saith the Lord concerning the other prophets, and I'll be right back.
God bless you, Sister Christy. I hear the word of the Lord for you saying that there's much that you're going to be doing. I'm hearing God say that you're going to be in the media, a television, or something of that nature. God says that there's going to be offers that's going to be coming forth. And I'm hearing God say that you're going to be packing your boxes for the move, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Christy, and I concur, because I just heard elevation, elevation, elevation. God says he's taking you to a new height in him, and also he's touching your family members. God says to don't worry about going forth, because whoever is left behind is not supposed to be with you at this point in time. God says he's going to restore some things that was appear to be missing or broken, relationships. God is going to do it, touch your feelings, and you're going to continue to prosper, and that is the word of the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Christy. I just hear God saying, prepare yourself and get ready for the mysteries. The mysteries of God's Son, Jesus, but it's also going to be the mysteries and the revelation knowledge pertaining to your life spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. And it shall bless you in every capacity of your life. God says, prepare yourself and get your mind and your heart and your spirit ready. For you're about to go forth and go up, 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 and over the top. And that's the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Sister Christy. I so agree with the prophet that has spoken. For I just hear Father God saying, light, camera, action, woman of God. I do hear Father God say, dress for where you're going and not for where you've been. And that's not just your wardrobe, that's your mind, that's your emotions. And Father God said, show yourself friendly in this season, yet be mindful who you call friend. And I do hear Father God said, this is the season of deliverance. And that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you once again, Sister Christy, as you're rising up in wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So follow the leading of the Holy Ghost, where I will lead you and we will guide you. And with this, you'll make wise decisions for the next 3 to 4 months. For the Lord says that I'm going to raise thee up and you're going to move into a level of power, authority, ambition, and even greater strength. For I release an anointing upon thee in this season, and you're going to see that your gifts, creative gifts, shall move to the forefront. Many gifts shall come unto thee, for I quicken your mind in this season. For the Lord says, even the prophetess in thee is about to come to the surface, and you're going to excel in all that you do. For I will make thee a voice of inspiration. I will make thee a voice of authority, a voice of power. God says you're going to prosper. I don't know why I see you possibly doing something in the area of sales, because sales would do you quite well in this season. For I grace thee, and I touch your mouth, saith the Lord of hosts. Favor, favor, favor is upon thee. For the Lord says, watch whom you put your trust in. And God says, don't add feelings. Don't project any things upon other people. Be at peace and take things at a course. And just use discernment. Use discernment. Watch what you add your feelings to. Don't project any fantasies on someone or romantic things on someone. God says, don't make haste the decisions in that area, woman of God. Thank you.